Asylum by Patrick McGraw. Read by Sir Ian McKellen.
Chapter 1. The catastrophic love affair, characterized by sexual obsession, has been a professional interest of mine for many years now. Such relationships vary widely in duration and intensity, but tend to pass through the same stages: recognition, identification, assignation, structure, complication, and so on. Stella Raphael's story is one of the saddest I know. A deeply frustrated woman, she suffered the predictable consequences of a long denial collapsing in the face of sudden overwhelming temptation. And she was a romantic. She translated her experience with Edgar Stark into the stuff of melodrama. She made of it a tale of outcast lovers braving the world's contempt for the sake of a great passion. Four lives were destroyed in the process, but whatever remorse she may have felt, she clung to her illusions to the end. I tried to help, but she deflected me from the truth until it was too late. She had to. She couldn't afford to let me see it clearly. It would have been the ruin of the few flimsy psychic structures she had left. Stella was married to a forensic psychiatrist called Max Raphael, and they had a son, Charlie, aged 10 when all this happened. She was the daughter of a diplomat who had been disgraced in a scandal years before. Both her parents were dead now. She was barely out of her teens when she married Max. He was a reserved, rather melancholy man, a competent administrator, but weak, and he lacked imagination. It was obvious to me the first time I met them that he wasn't...